So let's review. In the time of the Mishnah, the face value of a coin reflected the value of the amount of metal in the coin based on weight. After some time, the coins would become diminished by erosion due to handling and contain less metal. The Mishnah therefore discusses Aino lematpeyas. Zak the Mishnah. Kama tehe aselach aseir b'lo yehe ba'ino. Regarding a seller coin that has eroded, up until what point is there no isra ino, and the owner may trade it for its full value? Remeir says, Arba isaris isra ladinner. If the seller was chaser up to 4 isaris, or up to 1 isra per each dinner, which is 1/24 of its weight, there is no isra ino. There are 4 dinner in a seller, and 24 isaris in each dinner. Therefore, 4 out of 96 isaris is 1/24 of a seller. However, if the seller was chaser 1/24 or more of its weight, there is an isra ino. Behuda says, Arba pundyanois, pundyan le dinner. Behuda allows a greater amount of loss. Even if the seller was chaser up to 4 pundyanois, 1 pundyan per dinner, which 1/12 of its weight, there is no ino. There are 4 dinner in a seller, and 12 pundyanois in each dinner. Therefore, 4 out of 48 pundyanois is 1/12. However, if the seller was chaser 1/12 or more, there is an isra ino. Reb Shimon says, Shmoina pundyanois shnei pundyanim le dinner. Shimon allows an even greater loss. Even if the seller was chaser up to 8 pundyanois, 2 per dinner, which is 1/6 of its weight, there is no ino. There are 4 dinner in the seller and 12 pundyanois in each dinner. Therefore, 8 out of 48 pundyanois is 1/6. However, if the seller was chaser 1/6 or more, there is an isra ino. The Gemara asks, Maishna besela de pligi, Maishna betalis de loy pligi. Why regarding coins, such as a selah, there is a machlekes in the ino amount, while in the previous Mishnah regarding merchandise, such as a garment, there is no machlekes, and all agree that the ino amount is a shtus 1/6. The Gemara offers 2 terutzim. Rava answers, man tana talis Reb Shimon hi. The machlekes is actually regarding both selah and talis, and the previous Mishnah is Reb Shimon who holds the ino amount for both selah and talis is a shtus 1/6. However, according to Remeir, the ino amount for both Sela and Talis is 1/24, and according to Behuda, the ino amount for both Sela and Talis is 1/12. Abaye disagrees, and answers that the Machlekes is only regarding Sela, and Remeir and Behuda hold that for a Sela, the ino is even less than Ishtos, because Sela, kibin de leisagi leilei mochel. The benefit of the Sela is merely for trade, and since this Sela will not be readily accepted everywhere, a person is not willing to accept its lesser value, even if only less than Ishtos. However, there is no machlokes regarding talis, and all agree that the ino amount is only ishtos, because talis ad shtos machal inish. A person is willing to accept up to ishtos because there is a personal benefit from the actual garment. As people say, ashtik ligabeich v'shabi l'charseich. Pay a high price to cover your back with a garment, but pay only the market price to fill your stomach with food. The Gemara now proceeds to discuss a coin which has lost more than kedei ino, more than 1/6 of its original weight, according to Reb Shimon, and is now worth less than 5/6 of its face value. May it be kept, or must it be destroyed? The Gemara cites a Mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. Ad kama tifaches ve'yibishoy l'kaima, l'sela shnei dinarim. If the seller wrote it up to 2 dinarim, half its original weight, it may still be kept. Paches mikein yakutz. If the seller wrote it to less than half its weight, it must be destroyed. As the Brice explains, ad kama tifaches ve'yibishoy l'kaima b'sela ad shekel. If a seller was chaser until half its original weight, it may be kept because, as Rashi explains, lafisha pchasha loy nikr ven osel ramas b'bnei adam. The chasaron is obvious, and one cannot deceive others into accepting the coin for a seller. However, if the seller was chaser to less than half its original weight, it must be destroyed because osel ramas b'bnei adam. One can deceive others into accepting the seller for a shekel because, as Rashi explains, dimitech shabam mimatbeya ava v'rechava toin by la'amda b'shekel. Since this coin originated from a sela, a thick and wide coin, people might mistakenly think that it still has half its original weight, the metal equivalent of the more valuable shekel. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding yes al kein mai. What is halacha if the sela eroded to a point where it lost more than kedei ino, but retained more than half its original weight? Rav Huna says, pachas mikein yakutz, yes al kein yakutz. In both cases, it must be destroyed. At less than half its original weight, because as Rashi explains, the asila fuki b'shekel. It will be mistaken for a shekel, which is half a sela, and others might be deceived into accepting it as a shekel. At more than half its original weight, it must also be destroyed, because machlifa b'sela, others might be deceived into accepting it as a sela. Therefore, that which the Mishnah taught, tifache sela shnei dinar m'shoy l'kaima, if it eroded to half its weight, it may be kept, must be referring only to a case of where it eroded all at once, as in a fire. But if it eroded gradually, talkutz, it must be destroyed at the point of less than a sixth, but more than half of its face value. Rabbami disagrees and says, Pachis mikein yakutz, yesra ken yikayim. Only if the seller was less than half its weight, it must be destroyed because the asi lafuka b'shakel, as explained earlier. But if the seller was more than half its original weight, it may be kept and be used for its current actual value, because lo machlifa b'sella, it will not be mistaken for a seller because that difference is obvious. Rabbami makes a similar distinction. Dinar haba mishekel, mutar l'kayamai. If a shekel coin diminished to a dinar, half its original weight, it may be kept and used in lieu of a dinar, because it will not be mistaken for a shekel since the chasaron is noticeable. However, din haba misela asa l'kayamai, if a seller coin diminished to a dinar, one quarter of its original size, it may not be kept and used in lieu of a dinar, because as explained earlier, dimitech sheba mematbeya amva v'rechava tayin by la'am de b'shekel. Since this dinar originated from a sela, a thick and wide coin, people might mistakenly think that it still has the metal equivalent of the more valuable shekel. Let's summarize. If a coin is worth more than kedei inah, it may be used at face value, full value. If it is worth less than kedei inah, more than half its original value, it is a machlikis Rav Huna Yakutz, Rav Ami Yikayim. If it is worth half its value, mutar l'kayamai, it may be kept and used at its current actual value. If it is worth less than half, yakutz, it must be destroyed. Mishnah continues, Admasa mutar l'hachzer. What is the time limit for the seller to return the coin to the buyer and exchange it for another coin? Bekrachim ad kedei sheyira l'shulchanim. In the big cities, until the time it takes for the seller to show the coin to a money changer. Bekfarim ad arvei shabbosis. In the small towns where there is no shulchani until Erev Shabbos, when the seller goes to the marketplace and attempts to spend the coin for food. The Gemara asks, Maishna b'sela de maflig, Maishna b'talos de loy maflig. Why does the Mishnah of Sela differentiate between Karachim and Kfarim, while the previous Mishnah of Talos does not differentiate between Karachim and Kfarim, and for both the time limit is Ad kedei sheyira l'tagar ad kareve? The Gemara offers two terutzim. Abaye says, Ki tznan nam masnitin, b'talos b'karachin tznan. This distinction applies to both Sela and Talos, and the Mishnah of Talos refers only to Karachin. However, regarding Kfarim, ad arvei shabbosis. Rava says regarding Talos, there is no distinction, and in both Karachin and Kfarim, b'chdei sheyira l'tagar ad kareve, because Talos kol inish kimli begava. Most people can evaluate a garment. However, regarding Sela, there is a distinction, because Sela kimli delav kol inish kimli begava el shulchani. Most people cannot evaluate a coin, only a money changer. The Mishnah continues, as Rav Chizda explains, Midas Chasidus Shanukan. The Mishnah refers to a pious person who goes beyond the letter of the law, and even long after the time limit expired, Mekabla Hemeno. He should accept the coin and exchange it for another. However, Achar, Afa Pisha, in Mekabla Hemeno, Ein Loy Lov Ela Taroimus. A common person does not have to accept the coin, and the seller can only bear a grudge, but he has no claim because Shleich Zira Bezmana, he did not return the coin within the time limits.